Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at prioritization on this very dark and ominous morning. So, back in the office, which is nice, and I've had my current office for maybe 6 months, and one of my colleagues happened to be in this particular location, popped his head and he looked around and goes, "Still haven't unpacked?" and I haven't. It's terrible, but that's kind of like my nature, right? If there is five things to do and three move the needle and two don't, I'm probably going to leave those two off for quite a while. And likewise, with many of the decisions that companies make, it's the same thing, right? If you're trying to figure out what's going to have the biggest impact, you focus on the biggest areas. So, tip to you, understand the financial impact of information security and make sure that you're advocating within that impact. Interesting study came out by the RAND Corporation earlier this year. Love them, hate them, but I found the numbers pretty fascinating. They looked at the amounts of loss as a percentage of revenue from several key areas. So I think number one was 5%, which was just typical fraud, corruption, misstatements, right? So for every dollar of revenue, 5 cents of it is lost in corruption and misstatements, 5 cents. The next highest one was 1.9%, and that was for retail shrinkage. Great name for people stealing your stuff. And follow closely was 0.9% for online fraud. So every dollar of revenue, a little bit under a penny, gets lost in online fraud. And you may wonder, all right, those are all good numbers. Where does information security stack up in that? Where is the risk of security breaches in terms of percentage of revenue, according to RAND? Where, more than retail? Less than retail? As much as corporate fraud? Where? And the number they found was 0.4 cents. So, dollar revenue, half a penny, is chewed up, according to the RAND Corporation, in security incidents. There's a couple reasons for that. One is a lot of the security incidents are soft cost, not hard cost. That's good. You know, if someone steals something out of your store, it's hard cost, easy to track. If someone takes your online store down for a day, not so easy to track. Another reason is we're not as bad as we think. Yes, things are really, really bad. If you go and are a pen tester or do any vulnerability assessments or do any audits, things are not very good. But that said, in terms of criminals taking advantage of that, maybe not so bad. Maybe we live in a world where you can leave your front door unlocked at night, right? I don't know. Another thing is that the overall impact to the organization is muted by other factors such as insurance and what have you. But the bottom line is, for every dollar of revenue, according to the RAND Corporation, for every dollar of revenue, half a penny is lost. So when we talk about cybersecurity, when we talk about impacts, when we talk about all the scary things that could possibly happen, I think it's important we keep that number in mind and we keep a little perspective, because there's a lot of things that organizations are dealing with, and we really need to ensure that we're doing our best to keep that number low, but not doing so in a way that takes focus and emphasis away from the bigger problems that may be going on. My two cents: did you see the RAND study? Do you agree with it? Do you disagree with it? Do you agree with my analysis? Better, do you disagree? Hit me up. Comments, social media, and I'll talk to you later.